This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Uncomfortable questions with more uncomfortable answers. It's Sacramento's home of Would You Rather with the Wake Up Call.
So if you're hearing this for the first time, welcome to another round of Would You Rather, where it's basically just like the game that literally everybody has played when you pull up stupid questions on the internet. That's what we're doing here. Except we fancy ourselves as much bigger experts on really dumb questions.
Yeah.
Today's question is, and by the way, 766-1065, 766-1065. Be part of the show. If you would like to take part in this, feel free to call us up. Today's question: would you rather be a reverse centaur or a reverse mermaid slash merman?
Oh,
now, for anybody who is confused on what the hell that means, it means that you would be, you would have a human body from the neck down and a fish head, or
oh
a human
God.
Body from the neck down, and you would have a horse head. But not just a horse head, you would also have two horse legs with hooves.
Do you also have arms?
Yes, you also have arms.
Okay, so you have horse hooves and arms.
Because a centaur has four horse legs and human arms.
Right. It does?
It does, yeah. So who would like to go first?
I want to go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I think I know what your answer is.
I think you think it is. Okay, what do you think my answer is?
You've always wanted to be a mermaid.
Yeah. Okay.
This is as close as you're ever going to get.
So you're absolutely wrong. Okay, so I would go top half centaur. And here is why. Number one, as we all know, I don't like open water. One of the biggest things I don't like open water is fish. Now I'm going to have a fish head? I don't think so. Number two, there's no such thing as like a fish girl. You don't go into a little girl's bedroom and there's posters of fish on the walls, okay?
Okay.
But there are horse girls. And they have long, beautiful hair, and they have lots of pictures of horses. They wish to own their own horse. So at the very least, I could be half of what brings them that happiness.
Okay. I'm going to jump in here now, and I'm going to say I would be a reverse merman, and here's why. Not every fish is ugly. Do you ever see a clownfish, like Finding Nemo?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me you don't want to kiss that face.
Damn it.
I don't want to kiss that face.
Okay, well, maybe not you, but everybody else wants to kiss Nemo.
They're pretty cute.
Okay. That's also ignoring the fact that only the reverse merman would bring with it a superpower, and that superpower would be I have gills and lungs. I can survive. I can survive on land and water. You reverse centaurs, you're going to drown to death one day. Okay,
wait, especially because Kevin, shut up. He's disgusting.
Especially because you're going to be too damn heavy. You'd never be able to swim as a reverse centaur.
Have you ever seen a horse swim?
I have, but
it
now
it does look like they're dying.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Kevin?
I think I would pick the centaur. Listen first. Centaurs are known in the past to be like archers and stuff, right? I'm going to be a reverse centaur. That means my hooves will be available to punch you in the face while my arms can stab you with the knife.
I'll be like
Shiva.
So this is like
you
fighting.
Know who Shiva is?
Yes.
She's a goddess that has multiple hands. I'm like that, but a centaur form. So hooves are the strongest part of a horse.
By the way, none of that had to do with that archery. Jacob? Real fast.
Okay, so a half mermaid would probably dry out if you walked around on the streets during summer.
That's
so you'd
right.
have to lotion up. You'd have to put sunscreen
sure.
on all day.
By the way, if you're tuning in for the first time, we're playing this ridiculously stupid game, Would You Rather, that we play. And do we have anybody?
Yeah, we have a couple callers here. Here's Marla. Marla, you there?
Oh my God. This is so exciting. I'm always wanted to play this game with you guys.
Okay. So which one would you pick?
Okay, it's difficult, really, honestly. But I'm going with the reverse mermaid. Reverse mermaid.
Okay.
So first things, I am a Pisces. So fish is definitely the more attractive.
Okay. It's already in you. You're already halfway there.
Right.
Also, I am going with the idea that some fish are cute. Their faces are cute.
Like, right. I didn't consider that. I was thinking ugly fish. And you're right.
What if you had a shark head? I'm a man. So if I was a merman, having a shark head?
Oh my God. Think about that.
Who's going to want to kiss you?
Well, a lot of people.
I mean, any woman obsessed with power. Yeah. Because,
Thanks, Marla, for calling. Lenny, which one would you pick?
Reverse centaur, 100%. Easy.
Right.
Okay. I agree. But...
Why, you six-limbed freak?
Wow.
Okay, why centaur?
Because a regular centaur is like the general proportions of a horse, right?
Right.
So a reverse one would be the general proportions of a person. So you would almost be like a normal person size, just with, like you said, extra arms for like doing multiple jobs at once. And you got like this big, beautiful horse head.
Hold on a second. Because you bring up a good point. You'd be the proportions of a human. So that would make it more of like a pony head or like a miniature horse head. Because you're not going to have big... No, not there you go. That sounds ridiculous.
Okay, but you're going to have a gigantic fish head.
Right. Look at the bottom half of a mermaid. If you just made that a whole fish, that's an enormous fish.
It's a giant fish.
So.
Now you got that top half. Also, do you have arms?
I do have arms. I'm a reverse merman.
A reverse mermaid have arms? Because a regular mermaid ain't got legs.
Doesn't have legs.
You have little flippy fins.
That's a really good point. A true mermaid only has arms and no legs. So a reverse merman would have legs and no arms.
Kevin! I'm mind blown.
Lenny, what? I think you might have just made everyone's mind up.
I think you just changed everyone's mind. Well played, my friend.
Well, thank you. And it's going to be the most important thing I do today, I guarantee.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.